The sonogram was really the first time I was in somebody's office who wasn't my care provider, who was a medical professional. And that for me, as a pregnant man, was really, really scary to have an unknown set of eyes and hands on my body during those early days of my pregnancy.
Developed in the 1950s, the sonogram is a commonly used imaging tool that allows pregnant people and their healthcare professionals to track fetal health and development. It is simple, non-invasive, and meant to, among other things, provide peace of mind. Ari Robbins-Green is a plaintiff attorney and former assistant attorney general at the Washington State Attorney General's office. Ari describes himself as a transmasculine person who presents as a man. In 2019, he decided to become pregnant.
Going to my sonogram was a point during my pregnancy that I had to do a lot of self-advocacy. That's how I saw my sonogram, was something that I was probably going to have to explain to the person who's just trying to do their job, too. So it was not comfortable.
As a pregnancy progresses, a sonogram provides the first glimpse of the fetus's genitalia, which for many parents is an exciting and pivotal moment. But for Ari, a transgendered person, this aspect of the sonogram screening is complex and warrants a closer look.
To a lot of people, looking at the unborn child's genitalia is supposed to determine to them what the baby's gender will be, sort of what box you will put them in your mind, how you will think about them, how you will talk about them.
Though the words sex and gender are often used interchangeably, current science defines sex as a person's genitalia in biology, while gender is defined as related to one's internal sense of self.
I remember lying there and having the gel on my stomach and having the worker look at me and ask me if I wanted to know the gender, but I didn't even think that was the right question, because really all they're able to see is somebody's underdeveloped genitalia.